Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prizes Inside podcast. That's Prizes, plural, Inside podcast, PIP for short.
Yes.
I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And today we're going to talk about food. Specifically, I'm just going to jump right into it. We'll probably meander around before we actually eat anything, but we have the Reese's Puffs Cluster
Reese's
Crunch.
Reese's or Reese's? I got to stop you right there and figure it out.
I think if I'm just talking conversationally, it's Reese's.
Reese's.
But I think Reese's is if I was doing a pitch.
Yeah, but
for
is
example,
it like, but it's not Reese's Pieces, it's Reese's Pieces.
Exactly. But Reese's Pieces is fun.
But it's not accurate.
Not on pieces, but might be on Reese's. Or Reese's. I mean, Reese's is probably correct.
I'm bored of this now. Let's move on.
Yeah, well, it was your...
I know. I regretted it as soon as I brought it up because I was like, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I apologize. Sometimes maybe we'll cut this out.
Yeah, we can
probably
cut anything.
Probably not. I really don't want to have to do any more editing than absolutely necessary.
I mean, we're going to have to edit some.
I feel like
some of these are running...
Well, a little long in the tooth.
We're not interesting enough.
Brevity is the soul of wit, right?
It's certainly the soul of a lunch hour podcast.
Yeah. We're currently soulless in that regard.
Yeah,
so.
we're running almost 45 minutes.
We were trying to hit closer to 30. Between 30 to 40.
Although in our defense, we thought it would be harder to get to 30. I'm not saying that it's good content that we're making, but it's definitely, once you get going, it really is pretty easy to just keep going.
There's a good back and forth.
Yeah.
A good rapport.
Yeah. Really what we need to develop is the skill of knowing when to cut and run. Like just now when we're talking about the pronunciation of Reese's versus Reese's. So we're learning.
Yeah.
Six episodes in.
With what you pronounce it as and then let us know.
Preferably just by typing the name as it is.
Shoot us an email. You can email us, let us know your thoughts.
We never mentioned
that.
We're bad at this,
but
we'll edit it back. So that's another.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to George Lucas this.
We're not George Lucas
because
we're literally telling people how to engage with us.
We
want people to listen.
They're gonna see it on
their favorite podcast.
Wherever they're getting it from, they're gonna have. It's gonna have all the links to all our social medias and stuff.
I mean, if we remember.
I've already attached them.
Okay, that's smart.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of exploring our profile. But yeah, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Our user handle is Prizes Inside, but the YouTube page is just a bunch of generated characters, so you'll have to just find the specific link for that.
Well, we'll post it.
But it's in our profile, so if you're on Facebook and you see us on there, we have a link to the YouTube and to Twitter and to Instagram and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure that you find us. As long as you're listening, you've probably already found all of that stuff.
I would imagine so.
But just in case.
Definitely the best place to put this promo is in the beginning of the pub, before people really know what we're
about.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not wrong. But we just got so darn excited to talk about
stuff. We are excited.
Yeah. We just finished a game of NBA Hangtime.
We did.
It was a little break between episodes. It was a good game.
We're recording four, because we recorded three the last time, and we thought we could do four, but I wanted to make sure we took a break, because...
Yeah.
It does. You start to get pretty tired after a while. And there's also no lights in here, which isn't...
My living room is definitely something of a dimly lit area.
I did expect there to be an overhead.
There's no overhead lighting. Yeah,
what can you do? You're renting a place.
I could put a lamp in that corner. I don't know if that would help.
Maybe we'll just get an ambient light in the middle, and then we'll be we're telling campfire stories to each other while we record.
Do you think a lamp would go well over there in the corner?
I think it would fit.
That was
I tried to look back there. I did assume there would be a
light. That outlet, it's controlled by that light switch, so I could always just hit the switch to turn it on.
Oh, yeah, then you don't even have to climb over the counter.
I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So this type of content, actually, I heard from another podcast that I was listening to that a lot of podcast listeners actually prefer to listen via a video. So on YouTube.
Well, on YouTube. We'll have a thumbnail for the video. We're not going to have video, but it'll be available on YouTube.
Well, or just a video. I don't really know. I haven't really looked up the podcast market. We probably should now that we're podcasters, but we're aspiring podcast. We record podcasts.
Well, podcast enthusiasts.
Yeah,
maybe.
At best.
Yeah,
right on the A to Z. If Z is a successful podcast. And A is people thinking about podcasts. We're probably as far along in the alphabet as our cool meter, which we talked about several
times. We may be a little farther along. I would say we're around G or H.
That's not bad.
We're doing it. That's a big
We thing. Are. We did start.
Ain't no D's going to be making a podcast.
Yeah, I think actually sitting down and recording is a big step.
That's a big
podcast game.
Continuing it will be like when you get to like M.
Yeah.
You know.
And then I think success is when you get to like P. Is when you get someone who is not a friend or family.
That'll be a huge one.
That's when you get to the LMNO, right? That's the nice meaty part of the alphabet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we'll say O is when we get a person that is unrelated to us or unconnected to us in any way. And they're like, found your podcast and I want to listen to more than one. That's going to be the Everest for us. And then, I mentioned Everest like twice now.
And then I think we'll be in like Q or R when we get our first, again, non-friend or family member. I think that's important. Like interaction, right? Where they send us an email.
That would be
they tweet.
If
O was...
Well, I was thinking money has got to be a benchmark at some
point. If we get to money...
That's T.
Even a dollar. S? Yeah, I was thinking T.
Okay, all right.
And then after that, you know, it's a pretty steep...
Yeah.
Like to get from...
Getting to Z is...
Yeah, oof. To get from T to V, that's tough.
Yeah.
I think V comes after T. Either way.
I'll be happy with whatever letter we land on. Yeah. The fact that we even did it...
Yeah, this I'm already enjoying.
Is kind of... You know, I'm pretty proud of that fact alone.
Yeah.
Because I usually just plan stuff, think about it, and it goes to the wayside.
I've had a lot of cockeyed schemes in my day, and most of them have fizzled out before this. I have legitimately investigated some that fizzled out because I thought it wouldn't be viable.
That's fair.
Like, but this one is one, you know, where we thought, well, this could be fun, and then instead of just being like, okay.
Right.
We actually followed through. So that's fun.
Gotta hit it while the podcast iron is hot.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, we've talked about this before, but I mean, you really got to get into podcasting on the ground floor before every Joe Blow with a microphone can do it.
Unlike us Joe Blows. We're special Joe Blows.
Well, not yet.
In my mind, we're special.
It's ambitious.
It's ambitious, but not untrue.
That's fair. It can't be a lie if you believe it. Another Seinfeld reference.
Hey, I do like that one. It's another good one.
Yeah, So anyway, what we're doing today, the Reese's Puffs Cluster Crunch cereal.
Yes.
This is not to be confused with just regular Reese's Puffs cereal. I don't actually know what's different
about it. This is like the newest member of that family. It came out in January of this year, so it's another newcomer to the food aisle. And I have the press release quotes here so we can kind of talk about what it is exactly. It looks really good. I'm really excited to try it. So, this is the press release they got here from Reese's. This is, quote, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolatey flavors, now in light and crispy corn cereal clusters. I mean, that's basically...
So, I have a question already.
It's basically Reese's Puffs, but in a different form.
So, if this is the perfect combination, what is Reese's Puffs? Is it an imperfect combination? Or are they just saying that the Reese's cup itself is the perfect combination, and they're migrating that combination to Puffs and Cluster Crunch, respectively?
There's a comma. So, they're saying, this is the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolatey flavors... But now it's available in a crispy corn cereal cluster.
So they're just
generally... It's a different form of the previous perfection that they have already established.
So it's just a general horn tube is what it sounds like. Okay.
So there's nothing particularly outlandish or special in terms of what this is. It's just basically an extra crunchy version of Reese's Puffs.
That's interesting.
Which I'm excited for.
So is it like going to like hold its shape better? And
I'm hoping.
Is that the idea?
Because I'll be honest, as much as I love Reese's Cups and Reese's flavors of stuff, I was never really into the regular Reese's Puffs.
I complete flip-flop of that. I love the cereal. But one time when I was a kid, in my parents' car, there was, you know, like those holiday things you get where it's just like a tube and it's full of Reese's Puffs or M&M's.
Oh, yeah. Like for holidays, you get the candy cane-shaped one. Yeah,
exactly. So it was I think it was like the summertime. It was spring or summer. It was warm. And I found one. And I ate all of them. And later that night, that was the first time when I've been old enough to remember that I threw up. And it took me a very long time to come back around to Reese's Cups as a candy after that.
So you're saying it was so good that you couldn't stop eating it?
Well, I don't remember. Oh, it was sweets.
Okay, so it could have been anything.
It could have been plain powdered sugar on the seats. I'd have licked it up.
So I believe it.
I don't have any memory of what the candy tastes like, but I do remember throwing up.
Yeah.
And for me, that's significant. Some people, you know, they throw up once a year. Some people get sick, they get the flu, they throw up. Some people drink too much, they throw up. I've thrown up, I'm in my 30s, I've thrown up 5 times as an adult, and 2 of them were the same illness. That one hit pretty hard.
Oh, wow.
But I haven't thrown up in probably 6 or 7 years for now. And then even before that, it would have been another, once every 6 to 8 years, I throw up, I would say.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's been a while for me.
That's good. That's a good place to be.
It's one of those things I don't, obviously someday that streak's going to get broken.
Inevitably.
It's just going to happen again, but.
You're right. It's going to get broken or you're going to die.
Right.
One or the other is
going to die. Yeah. So either way, it's just, you got to accept that.
The ending is not going to be good.
You're human like that. After all. So it's just, it's going to come back to you, but.
There would be worse bodily functions to malfunction than that one though.
But it is interesting how you throw up less the older you get, I feel like.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. If it's
babies certainly do, but that's like a digestion thing. That doesn't really count. But from
can't
illness,
even read.
Yeah.
Or write.
I also get sick less as an adult. Maybe it's just we have better hygiene.
Well, I think, at least for the last couple of years, it's been because we've been super cautious and stayed at home a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't had a cold for going on 2 years now, and that's never happened to me before. I've pretty much annually gotten a cold.
Well, yeah, because you're, you know, it's wintertime, that's cold season, you're around a bunch of people and you get cold. That's just the way it goes.
That first night I don't get enough sleep, boom, cold.
Yeah.
It's been so long. I'm so afraid of getting a cold again just because I haven't had any illnesses for so long that I feel like it's going to wreck me.
Yeah, well, I haven't had a cold, but I did pick up strep from one of my nieces and nephews, from a child, because they're
germ magnets. Mules, basically. Yeah.
Like they'll roll around on the floor and then put their foot in their mouth.
They put their mouth like on anything.
I know. It's terrible. And you know what it was? The offending niece or nephew. I don't want to put any blame on anybody, but I know who
they know who they are.
Well,
and if they're listening, thanks so much. But also, you know what you did.
But so they were getting ready to leave. And you know how kids get when they're a little tired. It's time to go.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it, but except for them. And they don't know how to handle it. So they fight it off. They just get super energetic and super aggressive. This particular niece or nephew started blowing directly into my face from less than a foot away. So
nice.
I'm fairly certain that whatever streptococcus bacteria was brewing on
all
their
that
tonsils,
particle goodness.
They just picked it up on a direct flight into my mouth. And then I got strep.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
But hey, at least it was just strep, you know?
Exactly. So. The nice thing about strep, it was pretty intense. Like, I don't know if it's just strep is pretty bad when you're an adult, or if it's because we haven't
been sick in a long time.
Strep
is generally fairly not great.
But it was kind of rough. The nice thing about it, though, it's a bacteria. So you go to the doctor, I didn't even have to take a test. They just said, open your mouth, say, ah. And then they just looked and they're like, oh, it's strep.
It's like a plumber. See, that's your problem. You got strep.
Yeah. But I guess it's visually distinct. So that he said, you know, nothing's free, so I can test you if you want, but it's strep. So I said, okay, why test me if you know what it is? But then you get an antibiotic and then 3 days, boom, you're done. And I'm even allergic to penicillin. This is a second rate antibiotic. Knocked it out 3 days flat.
Yep. Viruses are not as cooperative.
No, viruses are the pits.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of pits.
Speaking of pits.
Or pips. I'm looking at this. Okay, so we both bought this. I don't know if it was just we both planned on getting it and then we didn't make sure the other one had it. But you got a box of it and I'm looking at it and what happened?
So I'm glad you asked. So the reason I got this, so you had already gotten it, I think. When I got it. But I saw this and I thought, well, I can't pass this up. Because what I like to do at the grocery store, they have a discount section where, a lot of times it's things that nobody wanted, right?
Yep.
Where it's like the cream cheese flavored cereal that's up there for 50 cents a box because they bought too much of it. But sometimes you get stuff that's just damaged packaging, but is otherwise perfectly acceptable. So this particular box of Reese's Puffs Cluster Crunch is covered with tape. It's been just, it's like a FedEx driver did a cartwheel with the box.
It's a box of cereal I think I would buy from a pawn store.
Yeah.
Pawn shop, not pawn store.
Yeah.
There's pawn stores where you buy pawn shops.
Well, exactly. You actually need a lot of licenses to own a pawn shop.
It's, oh, yeah. There's lots of, guns and...
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. Yeah. But, if you're driving down the highway and you see somebody who's lost a window but doesn't want to pay to fix it, so they duct tape it...
Oh, that's a good analogy. That's
basically
exactly
is what this box is.
Yeah, that one corner is definitely...
Yeah. It's seen better days.
I just want to know what happened to it.
It doesn't want to talk about it.
It really... I feel like my guess... Let me take a closer look. I'm going to say...
go ahead.
I'm going to guess it was ran over by a cart.
Oh, by a cart? That could be.
That's my guess.
I was going to say maybe something fell on, like a heavy thing on it and then crushed it. Because the bottom of the box is fine.
Yeah, if you lay it down...
Yeah, you might very
there's
well be right.
This one corner is just
torn,
not torn up, but just messed up. So either something heavy hit it or something rolled over it.
Yeah. And I think just, the roll probably makes
either or. Sense. It definitely, this box, when it looks in the mirror, says, I was beautiful once.
Yeah.
But no more. But anyway, it's really not what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside.
Yeah. Well, the real test is going to be if the bag is torn open.
If the bag is torn open, we're getting my box and opening
that. Yeah, we probably will. But I'm not usually a name brand cereal person.
See, that's something that's like a good bed. You don't skimp on that, and you don't skimp on cereal.
I see where you're coming, but like if you look at a box of cereal, talk about shrinkflation. What the listeners of a food podcast want is economic news.
Oh yes, that was one of the main factors. We were like, you know what, we want to talk about the economy on a regular basis.
So let's start a podcast.
But let's start a podcast and make it about food and then, tie it in.
Exactly.
Suckers.
But everyone's going to recognize this. So when you go to the store and you'll see something still costs $2, but now it's got 15 ounces instead of 16 ounces.
Yeah.
To me, that's name brand cereals in a nutshell.
Oh, yeah.
They're just way too expensive for what you get. And I can't stomach it. Even if the cereal is oftentimes, I will admit, marginally better.
Marginally, I think, is being generous in some cases.
What's one that you think is so much better?
I remember getting a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toasters, if you're thinking of the Malto Meal brand.
I don't know what the... Not I think sponsor. It was a Kroger. I don't know what it was, but it was like generic cinnamon crunchies or something. It just was very weak sauce compared to the taste of CTC.
Well, see, with the what you're forgetting, in the generic brand, they can be more adventurous. Sometimes you can get the strawberry ones, like shredded wheat, frosted mini wheats. Probably not frequently considered a favorite cereal. Maybe a surprise that I'm bringing it up, considering my sweet tooth. But that frosting, if you get a nice bite of the frosting, it's a surprisingly sweet cereal. And they have like strawberry and blueberry flavors. Those are way better than the regular frosted mini wheats.
Wow. I've never come across a superior generic version. Not saying it doesn't exist.
We're going to have to test it one of these days.
That was one of our initial ideas.
It was.
To do generic stuff versus brand names. And we could do that.
We get further along.
We have a certain versus matchup plan down the road in the cookie world.
Do we?
Yes. You suggested it, actually.
Oh, yeah. The Oreos.
But we don't want to. We don't want to.
Well, we want to get people excited.
You want to tease it?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Hydrox versus Oreos, I think.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of Hydrox, or if you didn't listen to the previous episode where we talked about it, they are genuinely the original sandwich cookie. Oreos are a sham. They're an imposter. They masquerade as America's or Milk's favorite cookie. And truly, it was Hydrox who was Milk's first love.
But was it meant to last?
Well, that's...
That's
it
what we'll
turns
find out.
Out. I mean, objectively, probably not, because we have to explain what Hydrox is.
Yeah.
So we can assume that they split up and went their separate ways. But hopefully, it was a friendly separation. We'll see when we get there.
All right. Well, speaking of cookies and milk, are you ready for some cereal and milk?
Speaking of marketing,
we have
to do.
He's really milking it right now.
Well,
God, I'm good.
I have no comeback for that.
It speaks for itself. Thing.
So, do you ever have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep? A lot of people, if they have an early morning meeting, they stop drinking caffeine after noon, they turn off all their electronics several hours before bed, and they still sit in bed at night, tossing and turning and staring at the ceiling. Well, there's a brand new product out from a company called Red Eye. Now, they're offering their Red Eye sleep aids. And if you visit their website, Red Eye, well, I won't say a website in case that's actually a website. So if you visit the website of this hypothetical product, and you use the promo code PRIZES, you can get 15% off your first month of prescriptions. It's all natural ingredients, and they guarantee they will help you stay asleep longer and go to sleep faster. In fact, if you do not go gently into that good night's sleep with their money-back guarantee, they will refund your entire purchase. So again, go to their website, the promo code PRIZES, plural, for 15% off your first month of Red Eye Sleep Aids.
Which is definitely better than pink eye sleep aids.
Yeah.
Get it?
No, because it's like the...
Because poop? Okay, anyway.
We're about to have a small brown pellet-shaped cereal, and you're talking about poop.
Hey, you brought up red eye.
Yeah, red eye, not... It's like... Because
what do you expect me to do with that?
When you haven't slept, your eyes get red.
That's I know, and when you got poop in them, they get pink. Anyway, so we're going to open this up. Do you want to do the honors, or you want me to do it?
I think you're a little further away from the microphone.
That's probably for the best.
Seems like it's a pretty churn.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna take off the layers of tape on the top.
Very strong chance this gets edited out because it probably sounds like.
Sounds like I'm opening like a package.
Sounds like Christmas morning.
Oh, the bag's intact. So we're good.
I think they're not allowed to sell it. Probably.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be. Yeah. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah. And I saved over $2 just because it's damaged cardboard. Make that trade every day of the week. Oh, my God. This crinkly bag.
All right. I took a whiff. It smells like Reese's Puffs. See what you think. You take a whiff. Smells pretty much what you'd expect.
Yeah, my... Here.
Oh, thank you.
So we did... what did we do? Little Caesars Batman Calzone. And our initial feeling for the part that wasn't like a calzone, just was pizza. It was just regular Little Caesars pizza.
Just pizza.
No other way to slice it. I am feeling rather confident that we're going to feel pretty similarly on this Reese's Puffs.
All
right, well. Here,
you pour first.
Yeah.
I'll get the cap
off. Maybe
this
will get cut out if we listen to it and it sounds real bad. But...
Or maybe people want to hear all of the sounds of the things. Man, you poured a full bowl again.
I did. Oh, well.
The first batch, we didn't ration these very well, and we were just so full by the end of the night. We have another episode.
Immediately thought, man, this was too much cereal when I started eating. But
it's your box, not mine.
That's just how I pour cereal. I never pour that much cereal if I'm actually eating it.
I pour a little amount like this when I'm out of milk, and I only have half a cup.
Honestly, I usually do the milk first in that situation because then I know that I'm going to have a good ratio.
All right, well, you're going to need more milk than I, so you go first.
Yeah. No, I do think this part sounded good when I listened to it. Maybe nobody
else. I like hearing the whole thing so you know we're doing it. Right now.
But the milk, it's real subtle. It's like a crispy, if you're in front of a fireplace and you hear the occasional crackle.
What do you think of the shapes?
Oh, that's a good...
I'm not impressed with the shapes. I get it. They're going for the cluster, like what you think. Wait, you can't take a bite before...
Oh, you know what I did? I wasn't even thinking. I popped one in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
I'm ruining...
He's broken protocol.
I'm ruining the integrity.
Oh, jeez.
They feel like they're going for honeycombs.
That's kind of what it looks like, but
it's like reverse honeycomb, because honeycombs have holes in them. These kind of pop.
Yeah. All right. Well, pour your milk, and then I'll pour mine, and then we'll take our first proper bite. Oh, my God. His cup is almost running over. Almost runneth over. I almost had it.
Well, I was trying to do it nice and slow so that people could hear the milk, and then you were making fun of me. Because
I know. Here, I'll pour mine. I only needed a dab. Anyway, cup runneth over. I don't know why I didn't say that.
I don't feel too terrible about... doing a pre-taste on this one, because I think I know what this
right,
is going
to
be like.
But, all right, you ready to go for it? It's Reese's Puffs.
It is.
But it's better. I like the crunchiness more.
They're not even crunchier.
Yeah, they are.
No, the puffs are just as crunchy.
The
they're
puffs,
differently
they
shaped.
They crumble. They crumble way... Like, they almost disintegrate in a way.
I think if these are in milk, they'll be similarly consistent. Now, what I will say is different about these. Regular Reese's Puffs, it's not a texture thing, but they have like a smoothness
yep.
to them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're
like Cocoa Puffs, basically.
Yeah, but like it's like Cocoa Puffs if you sanded them.
A little bit, yeah.
This
is pretty good.
These, they're not like that. I do think these would have like a more, maybe they're crunchier. But I don't think they're going to hold up in the milk any better. They are good, though. I mean, if you like Reese's Puffs cereal, you're going to like these.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really just whatever texture you prefer, I think.
I like the crunch of a cereal more. That's my big thing with Cocoa Puffs. I like the flavor. I just wish the delivery was different, which is why I think I like Cocoa Pebbles so much more, because it's all a bunch of like crispy, crunchy little bites instead of just like very, you know, spherical spheres.
Yeah, I think I like my optimal ratio. Like when you first pour it in and it's dry, it's real crunchy. When it's in there too long, it becomes soupy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer right in the middle. I like the outer layer to be real soft and soggy, but then I like there to be a crunch in the middle, like a reverse candy bar or something.
I'm trying the milk now.
Well, the nice thing about mine's going to have a chance to steep because I put so much in there.
Yeah, it's an absurd amount. I wouldn't even eat that much normally.
Really?
Well,
this seemed like a regular bowl of cereal to me.
See, it's, I think, well, because I don't usually use these bowls, and they're a little smaller than what I use. So I'm probably, like, tricking myself when I look at it, because I do like a hefty serving. But the bigger bowls, it makes it look smaller.
I do admit, I was wrong. These are holding up their crunch.
Yep.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
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 But, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But again, if you really don't like Reese's Puff cereal, these aren't going to scratch a different itch.
This isn't going to change your mind. But.
Yeah. If you like the flavor, but you thought, the texture is not what I like, this is going to be a little something different.
Based on what it's trying to do, I'm going to give it a 5.
We just got done talking about how 5s are reserved for knock your socks off tasting.
That's for drinks. This is a different world. This is
for cereal,
baby.
You're saying you're less discerning about cereal? If there's one thing that I feel like I have a pretty good job, I'm not a culinary anything.
Mm-hmm.
But cereal, I've tried a wide range of cereals.
All I'm saying is, based on what it's attempting to do, I think it nails it. It's saying, hey, here's Reese's Puffs, but in a crunchier, clusterer format. Crushed it. Boom. 5 out of 5. What else am I... What is the barometer here I'm going to use otherwise?
It's a 4.5 for me.
Oh, you're giving me all this grief for a half a point.
It's... Yeah, absolutely. That's the difference between 90% and 100%. That's a huge difference.
That's still going on the fridge either way.
It's still an A.
That report card's still great. That's going to get me
I'm
a free...
I'm not saying it's not a good cereal, but
it's going to get me a Nintendo game at the end of the year.
Not only do I like Reese's Puffs,
mm-hmm.
but this is just more Reese's Puff.
Yeah.
And it's a different texture. Like, if I had both of these like, if I had Reese's Puffs regular and this on the shelf, I could see myself alternating day to day.
Nope.
And
not
keeping it fresh.
I eat all that, and then I have the regular Reese's Puffs as the backup until I get more of this.
Right, but you don't like the Reese's Puffs.
Don't like them that much. It's a thing, again, with the texture and the delivery method of it being those spheres. I like the flavor. And so this is kind of the best of both worlds for me, where I get the flavor and that crunch that I really like.
Yeah.
So that's why I got to give it a 5, because it's doing exactly what it sets out to do. It does it well. It gets in and out.
It does do what it wants.
It's not trying to make waves. What am I going to knock it for? What can I hold against it?
Just that it's more Reese's Puffs cereal.
Right, but that's why it says Reese's Puffs cluster crunch.
How about this?
Yeah.
I would say if this had marshmallows in it, 5.
But then it's not Reese's Puffs.
Yeah,
it's Puffs with marshmallows.
Something better. That's my point. A 5, that would knock my socks off. If this had marshmallows.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. It's a 4.5. To me, though, well, frankly, I would be surprised if I could give any cereal a 5 that didn't have a marshmallow in it.
That's your problem. Life's too short to hold out on the 5s, man.
No, life's too short not to pursue marshmallows.
I mean, marshmallows, that's unfair. Marshmallows makes basically any cereal
exactly
better.
So we've both basically agreed that there is a way this could be an objectively better cereal,
but
if you like sweetness.
If we learn nothing else from the Incredibles, if everyone's special, No one is. So if every cereal
That's
had
exactly my point.
If nobody every, would enjoy it as
so
much.
If they came out with this that had marshmallows in it and we tried that one, would you say, oh, this is a five and the other one's also a five?
They'd both be a five, yeah.
But then who? Then no one's special. That's
exactly! That's why I'm telling you, if you just throw marshmallows in every cereal, you're not going to appreciate it when the marshmallows are there.
Place.
What?
The world would be a much happier place.
It couldn't be a worse place.
Yeah, that's my utopia, is marshmallows.
What about like Cheerios with marshmallows?
Absolutely.
What about, okay, yeah, actually that was
If there's one. A cereal that's like just plain dry cereal that you like sprinkle sugar on, like Rice Krispies Treats, just put marshmallows in it.
They have that.
Bingo, bango, problem solved.
Yeah. There's no problem. You're solving a problem that doesn't exist necessarily.
Yeah.
That's my main
thing. What do you mean? That there's rice? How do you eat Rice Krispies without like heaps of sugar on it?
Right. But like you could say Rice Krispies now with marshmallows. And you can make it even better by having like a $20 bill in there. Like, sure, you can always add stuff to make it better.
Well, that's not realistic.
Right. But I mean, the point stands.
But I
always make it better by adding better stuff.
I would not give Rice Krispies with marshmallows a five.
Oh, I might give it a five.
Well, you hand out fives.
I'm not handing out fives. It's just like...
You're handing out a five.
This is my second five or first five?
This is our first five. I think it's the first five.
I think it is my first five.
We should keep track.
We will. Maybe. Probably not. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, again, based on what it's trying to do, what I expect of it, I have no complaints. How can I give it less than a five if I have no issues?
Because, well, it's not important.
So, like, you get married to this amazing person, and you're just like, oh my god, they're so great. But they could be better. Like, obviously they could be better, because nobody's perfect, right?
If they were made out of marshmallows.
Well, you don't make them out of marshmallows, then it's just a marsh person.
Yeah.
I don't agree. I feel like, of course marshmallows makes things better, but we're not, everything's not including marshmallows, so you can't. It's an unfair judgment level.
But like, there's no reason it can't include... They had the choice to put marshmallows in this, and they said, no.
No, they didn't have a choice.
What do you mean they didn't have a choice? They're a cereal manufacturer.
Yeah, but they weren't trying to make a cereal with marshmallows. Trying to make...
And that was the wrong choice.
Why is it... I don't think it's a wrong choice. I think it's a different choice.
100% of the time, if a cereal has marshmallows in it, it's better. If cereal doesn't have marshmallows, it cannot be a five.
That's not fair. That is...
With the exception, maybe, of a cereal that is clearly coated in sugar.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch
is
a 5 out of 5 for me.
I think could reasonably be a 5.
Does not need marshmallows.
But it has probably an equivalent amount of sugar.
Oh, God, yes. But
I guess this probably has a lot of sugar, too. But they're not sugar granules.
How much does it have?
I want granules of sugar that I can crunch with my teeth or marshmallows.
One cup has 24%. Of your daily...
That seems high, but I have no... I don't know how much is in...
Well, they added CTC. 12 grams of sugar to it, so that probably doesn't help.
Yeah.
Because the total sugars is 12, and then additional sugars is 12. So it's
so we've been talking for a little bit. I'm going to take another bite. Do you think it's still crunchy?
I don't know. I think it'll be not as crunchy as you would want it to be to make it a 5, Mr. Marshmallow Man.
Sounds it still has a crunch. Here. Yeah, it's audible crunch. After however long we've been talking about marshmallows. I know we're close in score. I'm going to count this as a disagree, though, because you win a 5.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
It's not absurd. If we're drinking that Mountain Dew from the last episode, and it tastes great. It's amazing. Are you going to be like, ugh, could have had marshmallows in it?
That's not a cereal. That's a complete...
But you said everything is better with marshmallows, right?
I'm not saying it wouldn't be better with marshmallows, but I don't think an expectation that soda has marshmallows in it is fair.
Think an expectation that every cereal should have marshmallows is fair.
Well, I hard disagree
with that. What if you're allergic to marshmallows?
You're allergic to... if you're allergic to sugar, which is all that we're talking about...
Well, yes.
You're not going to have this cereal anyway.
Right. I mean, that would suck.
I would struggle.
Sugar is one of those things that it gets you through, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's that, I guess.
We're not always going to see eye to eye.
Next time we have a cereal
conversation. I can't wait till we get some cereals with
marshmallows. I can't wait till we have another cereal without marshmallows.
Are you just gonna say,
man, I wish this had marshmallows. I'm going to say, no kidding.
Nope, I'll never say it. Because I know what these cereals are going for. I respect their authorial intent. And clearly, again, this is not designed to be, you know, some fancy, pantsy, show-off cereal.
It's designed to be inferior.
No, it's designed for some people. You know what? You're not the authority on who likes what for cereals. Some people don't necessarily want marshmallows in the morning in their cereal.
Do you think those people are going to have a cereal as sweet as Reese's Puffs?
I don't know. I'm very content with this. I'm not going to back down on this. You're not gonna gaslight me into thinking that marshmallows are the end all be all.
It's not even gaslighting. It's just they are they're the finish line of cereals. Uh-huh. If you agree with me, you should send us an email at prizesinside@gmail.com.
Yes.
And if you agree with Jeff, then
also
that's
do that.
Too bad.
Also do the same thing. Email prizesinside@gmail.com. And if you agree with me, email me and leave a comment on whatever platform you're listening to or social medias. Because I know I'm not wrong.
You know what? I don't want to place any demands on people. If you agree with me, you can just send an email. That's fine. I'd be happy. You don't need to do any more than that.
I'm just happy you're listening, but I would love to hear support if I have any.
If you do want to leave feedback, prizes plural.
Well, yeah.
@gmail, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on your favorite podcast platform, probably. The big ones.
And yeah, like for real, if you have any suggestions about foods we should try, or comments about the show, or suggestions. Maybe we should replace one of the hosts or something. Probably won't happen.
With a marshmallow.
Well, at least the marshmallow wouldn't fight back, because it wouldn't have a spine, right?
It'd be delicious, though. So,
anyway.
With that, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been the Prizes Inside podcast.
Bye.